On Tuesday, commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay hauled in another 659,000 sockeye to push the season total to over 11.9 million. The district that's out front in regards to harvest is the Igigik district, where fishermen hauled in another 234,000 sockeye on Tuesday to push the district total to just over 4 million. The preseason forecast anticipated that 4.7 million sockeye would be available for harvest in the Igigik district. Next up is the Naknek-Quijack district, where fishermen hauled in 250,000 sockeye on Tuesday to push the district total to over 3.6 million. Tuesday's harvest in the Nooshigak district was 155,000 sockeye to push the district total to over 2.3 million. That's about a million short of the harvest anticipated in the preseason forecast. Tuesday's catch in the Ugashik district was just 11,000 sockeye to push the district total to over 1.8 million. Just 9,000 sockeye were harvested in the Togiak district Tuesday, and the district total is just 37,000 fish. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports that on average, there were 670 sockeye per drift delivery on Tuesday in the Igigik district. The number was 362 in the Naknek-Quijack district. The number was 258 in the Nooshigak district and 149 in the Togiak district. As of 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, there were 1,326 drift vessels registered to fish in Bristol Bay, with 493 of those vessels registered in the Naknek-Quijack district. The count is 320 in the Igigik district and 288 in the Nooshigak district. 172 drift vessels are registered to fish in the Ugashik district, 53 in the Togiak district. In 48 hours, the vessel count is expected to increase to 520 in the Naknek-Quijack district. The count is expected to increase by 5 vessels in the Igigik district and 4 vessels in the Ugashik district. Currently, there are 288 D-boats registered to fish in Bristol Bay, with 115 of those D-boats fishing in the Naknek-Quijack district. There are 78 D-boats registered to fish in the Igigik district, 52 in the Nooshigak district. There are currently 43 D-boats registered to fish in the Ugashik district. Now looking at escapement, 9.3 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Ugashik River Tuesday to push the district total to 133,000. Fish and Game's estimating there are 50,000 sockeye in the Ugashik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. Sockeye escapement to the Igigik River was counted at 19.7 thousand fish on Tuesday to push the season total to 718.2 thousand. Fish and Game's estimating there are 25,000 sockeye in the Igigik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. Tuesday was a huge escapement day for the Quijack River, with over 304.5 thousand sockeye counted to push the season total to just over 1 million fish. Fish and Game's estimating there are another 400,000 sockeye in the Quijack River that have not yet been counted as escapement. The escapement count to the Naknek River was 17.6 thousand fish, which pushes the season total to over 505.3 thousand. Tuesday's escapement to the Igushik River was 9,000 to push the total to over 181.4 thousand fish. The escapement count to the Nooshigak River was 19.5 thousand fish. Total is now 744.8 thousand. Wood River escapement was counted at 34.9 thousand fish to push the total to 918 thousand sockeye. The counting towers on the Togiak River were scheduled to become operational on Wednesday. The total run to Bristol Bay, including harvest, escapement, and the in-river estimates, was just over 16.6 million sockeye through Tuesday, July the 2nd. The gear split in the Ugashik district is currently 95% drift and 4.8% set. In the Igigik district, the split is 85.6% drift and 14.4% set. In the Naknek-Quijack district, the split is 82.4% drift, 9% Naknek set, and 8.6% Quijack set. The split in the Nooshigak district is 79.2% drift, 15.9% Nooshigak set, and 4.9% Igushik set. The daily run summary can be found on the ADF&G Bristol Bay website, and the summaries are posted at the Fish and Game offices in Dillingham and King Salmon. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.